digital agency owners, web designers, content enthusiasts, fellow copywriters, and my mum. You are very welcome to this episode of the Content Goodies podcast, sponsored by The Content Lab, with me, your host, Abby Wood. Let's talk content. Today, I am joined by the wonderful Laura Hand. Laura, lovely to have you with us today.
Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Laura joined the Content Lab team in 2024. She is based in Kerry on the west coast of Ireland. Unfortunately, it is the most difficult place to travel to and from for our quarterly get-togethers as a team.
It absolutely is.
A beautiful part of the country.
Yeah, I mean, it has that going for it, but public transport, no.
Beautiful scenery, lovely, like very friendly locals, beautiful part of the country. But good luck getting a train or bus. Yeah, no, it's not happening. Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Oh, well, okay. So let us dive straight into copywriting related questions. How did you get into copywriting as a career?
It wasn't ever anything I had planned to do out of the gate. I'd always loved writing. I always thought of it as more of a hobby. I kind of thought like, oh, I don't know if that will be for me type of thing, even though I loved it ever since I was a kid. And I got into a PR and comms admin role in Dogs Trust, which allowed me to do actually quite a bit of writing with blog posts, social media posts, some press releases here and there. And being able to do that kind of made me think, this is the part of the job I actually like the most, because even though it was Dogs Trust, it was a laptop based job. Unfortunately, I didn't get to pet the dogs all day, every day. I would have loved that.
I was going to say, what a great introduction to the world of copywriting, writing about dogs all day. That sounds like heaven.
I loved it. It was the best. I loved it so much. But it was, yeah, doing those writing bits, especially like the social media posts, because they got to be a bit more lighthearted and silly and you could throw puns in and it wasn't super serious. Kind of made me realize, oh, I really like this. And then the job kind of came to a natural end because it was a maternity cover job, so it wasn't a permanent position from the beginning. And then I was like, I think I could go more into a writing job. Like, that's what I want to do next. Yeah. And then went and did the old delightful job hunt that we all love doing and isn't at all soul destroying. And found, of course, your job posting on Indeed. And I was like, oh, this sounds like exactly what I'd like to do. And yes, it went from there. And I kind of realized in starting this job that I learned so much and I am learning so much about copywriting and content writing. And I was like, oh, I actually, you know, the blog posts were kind of what I was more familiar with. I hadn't written a lot of like web copy before. And that was the part that I was like, I'll give anything a go. But that kind of scares me a bit because I'm like, what is this? And then once I started doing it, I was like, oh, fuck this. And this is really cool. And it's nice being able to just like, try new things, different websites, different tones. And especially when you get people who want their website to be a little on the funny side or the punny side or just a sprinkle of humor, I appreciate that because I'm like, I don't know, I'm a lover of puns, what can I say? So I love being able to shove them in where I can. So that is kind of where I got to where I am now.
Fantastic. Yes. Yeah. I think that kind of all of our clients that you've worked with so far have absolutely loved the quirky pun filled text, which is always a pleasure to write. They're my favorite too, I must admit. Don't get me wrong, I love all of our clients and I love all topics. But I think when you have creative freedom to just write, you know, kind of something a little bit more quirky, a little bit more out there. And of course, we're very lucky in some respects. We have a couple of agencies that work with animal related businesses. So you can really kind of lean in and, you know, kind of put a few puns in there. But as I said to Riley on Meet Our Project Manager episode, I'm not a fan of puns, but you, Kira and Riley, live for them. Absolutely live for them.
I honestly blame the internet and I blame my dad because my dad is a lover of terrible jokes and dad jokes and puns. And I think I've just been around him too long that it's like shaped my sense of humor that I'm like, the worse it is, the better. It's when it's a terrible joke and everyone else is going, oh my God, I'm just like laughing. So I'm like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, you and Riley get along really well because of that. Lovely. So for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with kind of riding for 40 hours a week, what does an average day look like for you?
Well, an average day is kind of just, I guess, starting off logging on, checking my email, making sure there's nothing important I've missed. And it could be a case of jumping back into something I was working on the previous day, like a blog post, homepage, anything like that. Or it could be starting a new project. And it could be a case then of just getting into your keyword research and, you know, using Surfer. And Surfer is one of those things I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it. But, you know, for the most part, we get along okay. And then just kind of getting into it and structuring out your blog posts. And, you know, sometimes they go really well and according to plan and everything is flowing smoothly. And other times I'm like, oh, I need a break and I need to just go outside and just stand outside in the sun and just be like, I need to take a breath here. And then you go back in. And then, sometimes then things just kind of have a way of working out. But each day is kind of different because you can be working on different things and you can get different clients for different kinds of web pages, for instance, or different topics for blog posts. I've written about so many different types of things for blogs and I'm learning all the time and things that you're researching that you would have never had to Google before. And I'm like, oh, okay, I have this bit of knowledge in my head now that I never would have had before. Cool. So if anyone asks me about massage therapy or how to meditate, I'm like, cool, I got you covered. I have it all up here. But yeah, it's interesting because you can get no 2 days are exactly the same. I mean, you are writing every day, but it can be about different things and it can kind of take different courses depending on, you know, what the tone is and who you're writing for and what you're writing about. But yeah, I kind of like that. It's a little bit different every day, even though it's all writing at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's it's very true. I really like being able to just have random days that are completely unlike anything I've ever had. And then, the amount of information that gets absorbed into your brain. And, you know, we're great at pub quizzes. We'll say that. Great at pub quizzes, you know?
Definitely.
But I definitely do not want anyone looking at my search history because just the array of stuff that you end up researching, it's like, why are you looking at that?
The most random things, like you say, if people looked at my history, they'd be like, is she okay? I'm like, no, it's for work, I swear.
Oh, the joys of it, the joys of it. What do you love most about your role?
I think, I'm not just saying this, I really do think my favorite thing is the people I work with and the team. Like, everyone is just so fun and lovely and helpful, and it's been that way since I joined, and everyone's just been so nice. That's like easily the best thing, that I always know that, like, if I have a question about something, I'm not sure, I need a bit of a hand with something, there's always someone willing to help or throw in their 2 cents, which is great. And the next thing I love, I think, is probably just like kind of what I said, just getting to write about so many different things and kind of just getting to learn all these random little, you know, things here and there about every type of topic you could possibly think of. Everything from building houses or plumbing to mental health and everything in between. It's very much like a mixed bag in a good way. I kind of like that you just kind of, you know, you don't really know what you're going to get next, and that it's not the same tone all the time. It's not the same topic all the time, that it kind of does differ. So I do like the variety in the job, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'd probably be the same. Because obviously, kind of, we have our own content that we need to create. And, you know, I've worked with different brands in the past where you're doing a lot of work for them. I quite like the variety, I'm not going to lie. So, I think you either love it or hate it, for sure, of just, oh, I'm writing about random things today. What does your writing process look like?
My writing process right now, I always think it could be refined and improved, but it's gotten better from where it started, where it's just like, just put something on the page. I don't know. But it's a bit better now. It'll be kind of taking the brief and being like, okay, what are the main points from this? And then going into a Google Doc and just kind of doing an outline. And I tend to do a lot of just word vomiting onto the page because I find that's the only way that I'll get something on the page and there won't be writer's block or anything like that. Because if I'm thinking about it too much, even for like a second too long, I'm just like, oh no, it has to be perfect to go on the page, the perfect order of words. So there's a lot of just kind of like throwing anything that I'm thinking onto the page and then going back in after I do my keyword research and all that important stuff that we mustn't forget about. And then I just go back in and try and just shape it up a bit and then, you know, give it some bit of shape and structure and kind of give it a bit of a better flow. But yeah, mine is very much just write first, edit later, and just, you know, not so much hope for the best, but, you know, just throw something on the page and just get started. Because I think sometimes getting started can be the most difficult part where you're looking at a blank page and you're just like, especially if it's maybe a trickier topic or something that might require a bit more research, and you're just like, where do I even start with this? And I'm just like, just put something down. Even if you think it's terrible, you can edit it and smooth it out and change it later. And, you know, it'll all be okay. And it also helps that we've a fantastic editor on our team who can look at these things and be like, maybe a bit more of that or a bit less of that. And I'm just like, yes, thank you, Mia. You're an angel. So yeah, mine is probably not the best answer because it's just like throw stuff on the page and then just shape it up later.
No, I always love to hear about everybody's different writing processes because people work so differently. And you know, kind of you'll find some people are super specific and you know, kind of have like an order of 40 different points that they always work to for everything. And then you have people like yourself who just like, yeah, no, I'm just gonna get the first thing in and then I'll sort it out afterwards. And so it's interesting for sure. Okay, and how do you find creativity?
I think there's a few different ways I personally find creativity. There's kind of a mix of ways. One of the main ones is definitely if it's not blowing a gale of wind and sideways rain, I try and get a lunchtime walk in because I really find just stepping away from the screen and just getting that time outside to just be with my thoughts and do all that thinking that we all love to do so much. That really helps just to kind of be away from work for a second, just kind of think about if I'm writing a blog and I'll be kind of turning it over in my head of like maybe coming up with different points I could include or different directions I could take it. So that definitely helps. And another kind of maybe random one, I guess, is when I'm working throughout the day, sometimes I get really bored of sitting in the same spot. So even if it's just moving to like the next room in the house, I'm like, ooh, new environment. I'm suddenly inspired. It's great. And it could just be like I'm going downstairs or something. And it's like, it's just, I find staying in the one spot can kind of, I don't know, I can feel a bit stuck sometimes. And then I'm just like, maybe that's what I need is a change in environment. And I do actually find it helps sometimes just to kind of, I don't know, just change where I am or where I'm working or something like that, it can help. And then of course reading a bunch always helps with kind of creativity and like, you know, way even just like writing styles that you wouldn't have thought of, you know, that you could include in your own writing. And just could be great for inspiration, whether it's like blog posts or newsletters or books or anything like that, I find can really be helpful to kind of get the old wheels turning and get you thinking about stuff, so.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great tip. I'm a big fan of looking outside the genre or the industry that you're using and kind of taking a little bit of inspiration from how other people do it and their different approaches. I think it's very easy to get stuck in your own echo chamber when you're writing and you know you're looking up you know four or five other competitors and like, oh, maybe I should just copy them. Don't copy them. Do your own thing, you know, kind of do your
Exactly.
company justice. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, how do you deal with writer's block? It hits us all.
Writer's block. I hate it. It's terrible and it's the worst. And kind of like what I said earlier about sometimes you're just staring at a blank page and you're thinking about it too much. And it's the thinking I find that gets me where I'm just like, you know, I end up getting this perfectionist mindset of like, oh no, this has to be right and it has to be the right words. And like I said, just the first thing that comes to mind, even if you're like, you're writing the sentence and you're thinking, this is terrible as I'm writing it, I'm like, it's something on the page and you're filling up the page. And before you know it, sometimes you can kind of start thinking of things once you get going, once you start writing. And it's just getting the first bit on the page, I think, can be the hardest part because, like we said, that it's you can always go back and edit it afterwards. It's like, I mean, you're never gonna ever just write something first draft and be like, that's it, I'm done now, that's ready for submission. Like, it's never gonna be that, no matter how good of a writer you are, or even if you never, you know, if you don't deal with writer's block that often, like, nobody's gonna submit a first draft. So editing is always part of the process and it's always there. So I always remind myself of that, that like, no matter how terrible I feel like this is right now, it's not going to be the final product, and there'll be changes and edits and all that, you know, along the way, and we'll get to the good final product. But we have, sometimes we have to start with something that's not so great at the beginning, but you just trust the process and you get through it, and it's always okay in the end. With a bit of editing and a bit of chopping and changing, it always works
Yeah,
out.
exactly. Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, I have some quick fire questions for you. What are you reading at the
What I'm reading at the moment, I'm actually reading The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman, that we got as part of the book swap. I'm only a small bit into it, but I am really enjoying it so far. And yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. I don't think I got it spoiled by me, or I didn't get it spoiled when we were at the book swap, or it's been out for a couple of years and I wanted to read it. So thankfully I've managed to dodge any kind of anything that happens in it. So I think it
Fantastic.
should be a good read. Hopefully.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. Super easy to read. It's playful, it's entertaining, it's a good one. Yeah, absolutely. Lovely. Okay, and what is your favorite book of all time?
Ooh. I have a few, but I think maybe for nostalgia reasons, I could choose any of the Roald Dahl books, to be honest, because when I was a kid, they were like, there was a few authors that got me into reading when I was a kid, and Roald Dahl was just one of them. And I read like every single one of the books, like I don't know how many times, like all the pages are just like in tatters. Like I still have them at home and they're just like, I don't want to ever get rid of them. But it was just, I think just going into those books and seeing the way he just created these worlds and these characters and the vocabulary he uses and like the just the mad way of writing and describing things, I just loved it so much. And honestly, I could pick up any one of those books right now, read them, and probably still enjoy them.
Oh yeah,
But
absolutely.
yeah, I just love them so much, and they have a special place in my heart for getting me to love reading and writing as much as I do. So I'd have to go with the sappy nostalgic answer.
Nothing wrong with a bit of nostalgia, for sure. Yeah, I think Roald Dahl introduced a lot of us to wonderful worlds of imagination and very good prose. Okay, and last question for today. What's the best advice you've ever received?
I think if I have to say for writing, the best advice I've ever received is just write first, edit later, as it seems to be a theme throughout this. And I think for general life advice, there's a bunch, but one that comes to mind, maybe it's a bit nihilistic sounding, but we're all gonna die someday. So, you know, it kind of just don't take things too seriously. And you know, sometimes things aren't that big of a deal, you know, and sometimes we can think about things too much and get in our heads and be a bit stressed about stuff. And you know what? At the end of the day, we just have to remind ourselves we're just little tiny things on a floating rock in the universe, and it's not that serious, you know? It's okay. It's all good.
There we go. That is perfect advice for any perfectionists out there listening in. Get it done. Progress is progress, and at the end of the day, doesn't matter. Not a huge amount. All good. We're here for a short time and a good time. That's
Exactly.
it. Lovely. Well, thank you very, very much for joining me today, Laura. It was a pleasure as always to catch up. And thank you to our lovely listeners. Have a great day and enjoy the next episode. Thank you so much for joining us on this latest episode of the Content Goodies podcast. Thank you to our sponsors, the Content Lab. If you enjoyed this program, please leave us a review. We love to get feedback. And as always, if you need help with any copywriting or content marketing needs, reach out to me at the Content Lab. You will find our contact details at the bottom of the podcast notes. It has been a pleasure. As always, look forward to seeing you on the next episode.